One of the senses most of us take for granted is sound. And I got to tell you, until I began going out into the field with a microphone about 15 years ago when I began doing some radio work, I had no idea how, if you just stop to listen just about anywhere, how many sounds surround us all the time, including the sounds of silence. And we all know how an old song can bring back a flood of memories, and so too can sound evoke a place if we listen enough. Two Minnesota brothers, Jonah and Jesse Marks, decided to start collecting sounds of places. Jonah works for an investment firm. Jesse is an audio engineer. They've got a website you can visit. It's called thetouchofsound.com. It contains their archives of sounds of places. Welcome to the show, Jesse and Jonah. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Well, how did this all begin for you guys?
I'm a sound engineer and have always been fascinated with music and sound. And as my brother and I traveled, I'd always be collecting different field audio, different sounds of the markets, trains, nature sounds, really anything, all kinds of sounds, in an effort to use them in my work someday.
Yeah, and then we'd get back from a trip, and instead of just showing our mother, our grandmother, a photo, we could also play them the sound. And that next level reaction we got from them really inspired us to put together the website.
Well, I know on the website, not only do you have the sound, but you often have a picture of the place, which does work in tandem very nicely. We've got five or six of your clips. Let's play some of them. This one is a Moroccan restaurant in Tangier, Morocco.
Correct. Yeah, this was actually one of our all-time favorites. It was one of the first overseas trips Jesse and I took. We were visiting a friend in southern Spain, and she suggested to go to Morocco. We didn't think twice. We hopped on a boat and went over to Tangier, and at the time, it was like landing on the moon. It was sort of that sensory overload, sights, smells, tastes, especially sounds. You know, it's sort of the high that we've been chasing ever since.
That sounds like a very busy place, that Tangier restaurant. You then went to Asia, I guess. Was this your first time to go to Angkor Wat in Cambodia?
Correct. It was our first trip to Asia, and it takes us to the temples of Angkor Wat, like you said, and just getting there is half the fun. You wake up in the middle of the night, and it's literally a race to the jungle on tuk-tuks and motorbike, clouds of dust. Yeah, it's hot and humid, and once you get there, it's still dark, but you can barely see the silhouette of the temples on the horizon.
Yeah, and as we approached the temple, it was as if there was this wall of people kind of reaching over on top of each other, fighting for the perfect photo. But immediately I could hear this sound in the distance. As we got closer and closer, it was this musical sound, and it was these young orphan children playing these mallet instruments, playing traditional music as the sun rose over the temple. It was really nice.
Beautiful. Take a listen. Very nice. That's that Khmer music. That's very, very, very nice. You then went to another jungle, which was in Guatemala, in Tikal, Guatemala, and you call this one Waking Up in the Jungle. What's the sound we're going to hear here?
Yeah, we traveled to the Mayan ruins of Tikal, and a good friend of ours strongly recommended that we be there as the jungle wakes up, and we didn't really know what that meant, but we took it seriously, and we got up very early to be there, and what we found out that the sound was that the howler monkeys would roar out into the morning sky, and it was just an incredible roar to hear as the jungle woke up.
I'm talking with two Minnesota brothers, Jonah and Jesse Marks of Minneapolis, who began about 6 years ago collecting sounds of places, and I've always been impressed at how if you do listen to sounds, it can bring a place back to you. So let's listen to the jungle wake up in Tikal, Guatemala.
Thank you.
And despite that ferocious roar, that is actually a very cute little monkey making that sound.
These are the howler monkeys, right?
Correct.
That's right.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They surround a golf course I was once at a resort in Costa Rica. Now, this is one of the great, great mosques of all times. It's in Istanbul. It's called the Sultan Hamid Mosque. Everybody sees it. It's up there by the Topkapi Palace. And you said they had a call to prayer five times a day, and you happened to come upon it when you were in the courtyard.
Yeah, we were just kind of walking through the old city of Istanbul, really just in awe of the history, of the architecture, everything that sort of part of the world represents. We walked into the courtyard of the Sultanahmet, and immediately walking in on the loudspeakers above our head, I just remember vividly it just echoing and just really giving me chills as we recorded this sound.
Now to Peru, to the, how do you pronounce it, Manu Cloud Forest, you guys?
Yeah, it's the Manu Cloud Forest. It's about 4 or 5 hours outside of Cuzco, and we actually drove up to the top of a mountain about 14,000 feet and hopped on bicycles and flew down the mountain into the jungle. You know, our mother doesn't like when we say this, but it was probably one of the most dangerous things we've ever done in our travels. But yet the risk was well worth it, as when we got to the jungle, it was just this beautiful place, you know, amazing exotic birds and plants. And at dusk one night, we went out to try and capture the sound of the cock of the rock, which is actually the national bird of Peru.
And for our last one, this is another bird. This is a much even louder bird, isn't it? This is in Belize.
Yes, absolutely. Outside of Belize City, we went and immersed ourselves in the nature in an effort to record the sound of the keel-billed toucans. And almost as if on cue, four of them approached us and serenaded us with their deep, unique call.
Is loud. That's a major toucan. You know, I understand exactly what you're saying, and I think our audience does too, that, you know, just like looking at pictures or a fragrance or a snippet of a song, hearing the sound of a place can bring it back. If you'd like to hear more of what Jonah and Jesse Marks have collected, go to their website, thetouchofsound.com. Hey, thanks for joining me, you guys.
Yeah, our pleasure, Rudy. Thank you.
We'll be right back here in Rudy Max's World after this break.